This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. An American pastor, just after being freed by Turkey following 2 years in detention, knelt next to the U.S. president at the White House and prayed for Donald Trump.
Lord God, I ask that you pour out your Holy Spirit on President Trump, that you give him supernatural wisdom to accomplish all the plans you have for this country and for him.
Andrew Brunson, the evangelical Christian, also expressed his appreciation for the strong pressure the U.S. government put on Turkey to win his release. Mr. Trump said he was grateful to Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan for Brunson's release. Brunson had been charged with terrorism and espionage in connection with the 2016 failed coup in Turkey. President Trump is weighing in on Saudi Arabia's possible role in the disappearance of a Saudi rider last seen entering the Saudi embassy in Istanbul. AP's Ben Thomas reporting.
As of this moment, nobody knows what happened.
But President Trump says it's not looking good for Jamal Khashoggi, and he'd be very upset if it turns out that Saudi Arabia did order his killing. The Washington Post columnist is a U.S. resident and a critic of the Saudi government. Trump says the U.S. response would be tough, but asked whether that might include canceling arms sales, he says,
I actually think we'd be punishing ourselves if we did that.
Trump adds,
if they don't buy it from us, they're going to buy it from Russia, or they're going to buy it from China, or they're going to buy it from other countries.
And that, he says, would cost American jobs. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Two blasts in the Somali town of Baidoa have killed at least 15, injured more than 30. The Al-Shabaab extremist group, which controlled Baidoa between 2009 and 2012, before being driven out by Ethiopian-backed government forces, claim responsibility. This is VOA News.